I didn't want to move away. Dad says God guided us to our new city, but I miss my friends at my old school.
It's okay to miss your friends, but you just might need an attitude adjustment. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. You won't always be happy with where God brings you in life, but you can trust that it's the right place for you. God has a plan, and sometimes that means living through difficult times. So, what should you do with how you feel about it? Well, you can always talk to God and your parents about your feelings. And you can remember what God said to the Israelites when they were going into a tough time themselves. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, he said, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Our story today is called The Right Attitude. "What's this?" asked Rebecca. She pulled a toy rocket ship from a box she was unpacking for her cousin. "Judy! You never told me that you wanted to be an astronaut." "I don't," said Judy, shaking her head. "My dad bought it because I didn't want to move away." Rebecca's brow wrinkled. "I don't get it." Judy stretched out her hand. "Let me show you." Rebecca gave the toy to Judy, who tilted her wrist and aimed it at the desk. "When a rocket's in the right position to fly where it's supposed to go, astronauts say it has the correct attitude." She steered the spaceship through the air. "Dad said God brought us here because it's where he wants us to be, so moving to this house is just changing our position, like a rocket ship changing its attitude to stay on course." She landed the toy on her desk. "Dad's happy about his new job, but," Judy sighed, "I feel the opposite." She returned to her boxes. She opened one filled with books and passed some to Rebecca. "I miss my friends, and I'm nervous about going to a new school. I won't know anyone." After Rebecca arranged the books on a shelf, she studied the titles and pulled one out. "How about keeping your Bible here?" She placed it next to the rocket ship. "You need a guidance system." "What do you mean?" asked Judy. "Pray. Ask Jesus to guide your attitude." Rebecca tapped the spaceship's wing. "Not only the kind for going in the right direction, but the regular kind of attitude, too. You know, the way you feel about being here." Judy shrugged. "I didn't think I should bother him with this stuff." Rebecca sat down on the edge of Judy's bed. "Jesus cares about you and wants to help you in every situation. He gave his life so you'd never have to worry about the future, knowing he would always be with you. Tell him your feelings and trust him to guide you along his path for your life. He promises to be with you and help you every step of the way." Judy hugged her cousin. "I like your plan. I'll pray for the right attitude, both kinds." So how about you? How do you react to change in your life? Do new, unfamiliar things make you feel uncertain and worried? Whether it's moving to a new place, going to a new school, or even disrupting a familiar routine, change can be hard. But if we remember that God promises to be with us, then change can be less scary, perhaps even a challenge or an adventure. So ask Jesus to help you have the right attitude as you trust him to guide you and be with you wherever you go. Our key verse is found in the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9.
"Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
And our key thought for today, trust God to guide you. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. I'm so glad you could stop by. Make sure you tell some friends about it, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.